Tommy Riggs and his other voice, Betty Lou, Frank Duvall and his orchestra, yours truly, Don Wilson, and featuring our singing star, Anita Ellis.
Bought a ticket the other night. The Union Station was lit up bright. The crowd was shoving with all its might. But we all settled down for a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, heading west on a Greyhound bus. The Holland Tunnel was open wide. We rode along underneath the tide. Found ourselves on the Jersey side. What a glorious time for a trip on a Greyhound bus. No fuss, heading west on a Greyhound bus. Stop for hot dogs and soda pop. Ask the driver how long till we make another stop. Soon the sun disappeared from view. The stars came out like they always do. Then I cuddled up close to you and we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, in love on a Greyhound bus. Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on Wheeling, West Virginia, then to Columbus, Ohio, and Indianapolis, Indiana. Then we had a slight delay when the driver, Mr. Gillenor for Iowa, Texas storm made us hesitate. Bridge washed out and we had to wait. But we'd be happy in any state, cause we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, in love on a Greyhound bus.
And now to Tommy Riggs and his other voice, Betty Lou. Mrs. McIntyre, the housekeeper, is ironing a dress for Betty Lou.
Oh, phew. It's sure a hot day to be ironing, Betty Lou.
Oh, I know, Mrs. McIntyre.
Better slip another one of those ice cubes down me back.
Okay. There.
Now I know how it feels to be kissed by Gregory Peck.
Now, please hurry with my dress, Mrs. McIntyre. I have to be at the Kilroy's department store at 10 o'clock.
It'll be ready in a minute, dear. Oh, that Mr. Kilroy sure is a brave man, turning his department store over to all you kids for the whole day.
Oh, well, there's no need to worry. Wilbur's going to help us.
Wilbur? What's the matter? Are they short of dummies in the window?
Oh, no, you have Wilbur all wrong. He's smart. Last year, his class voted him the prize idiot.
Idiot? That's not good.
It was in his class.
Well, if you'll hand me that pair of rompers, Betty Lou, I'll iron them for you.
All right, but I hope you didn't put as much starch in these as the ones that I'm wearing.
Why? Did I put too much starch in them?
I don't know, but every time I bend over, I sound like a box of Rice Krispies.
There. Your little dress is all ironed, and your little rompers are all set. Now, come on, and I'll help you put them on.
On me?
Certainly. Come on now. Step in. Oh, my. My, you're a chubby little rascal.
Oh, Mrs. McIntyre, what in the world's wrong with this shirt?
Oh, well, I didn't have time to boil the shirt, so I just fried it.
Oh, fine.
Oh, you're always squawking. I should have taken that job with Van Johnson.
Isn't that a coincidence? Lots of people are always mistaking me for Van.
Really? Johnson are moving.
You should talk with that figure.
Mr. Tommy, I'll have you know that in midday I was a real killer.
What stockyard?
You better be careful what you say to me, young man. You're lucky to get me. You know, it hasn't been so many years since I was being considered for a lead in a motion picture.
Honest?
Yes, and I just barely missed getting it, too.
Yes, it's too bad Lassie had to come along just when she did.
Oh, I'll go see who it is.
Well, well, howdy, howdy.
Oh, it's old man Moss.
I resent that. I ain't old. Why, I'm just at the awkward age.
You're at the awkward age?
Yes, sir. I'm too young for the Reader's Digest and too old for Esquire.
Well, now, how old are you anyway, Mr. Marsh?
What'd you say?
I said, how old are you?
Oh, I just turned 38.
You did?
Yeah, of course it was 83 before I turned it. Hey, hey, look here, I brought you something. It's out on the front porch.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's a surprise. I better hurry along now, because I got a big date with Petunia.
Petunia?
Yes, sir, Petunia. That's my gal. Oh, I knew she was meant for me the minute I saw those thin lips, those slender shoulders, and that big, fat bank account.
Well, how'd you happen to meet her?
Well, it was at a fiesta. Oh, golly, I can see her now. There she was, standing there in the balcony with a big red rose in her hair.
She was?
Yes, sirree. She smiled and tossed me the rose in her hair. Then I caught it and tossed her hair back. I want you to know, we were the couple that had the whole town wondering.
A couple of what?
That's what they were wondering about. Oh, but what memories, what memories. I can see myself now sitting there on a warm night with Petunia, a good book, and a fire.
What's the fire for?
Throw the book in.
Well, okay, Mr. Moss, but now what about this big surprise you had for me?
Well, I'll go get it for you.
Hey, wait a minute. Say, did I just hear a baby cry then?
It wasn't Elsie the cow. I'll get it for you.
Oh, no, you don't. I love babies, but they don't love me. Now, don't bring it in here. It won't work.
Oh, that's what you think.
Oh, please, Uncle Tommy, this is a special baby. It's Wilbur's baby brother, Pontiac.
Well, all right, just so I don't have to take care of it.
Well, well, here's the little shaver. Ain't he a cute one, though? You know, I remember when I was a baby, everybody used to wonder if I'd take after my mother or my father.
Well, which one did you take after?
Neither one. I jumped out of my baby carriage and took after the little girl next door. Well, I gotta go spruce up a Petunia. I'll see you later, folks.
Hey, what's the idea of leaving that kid here? Betty Lou, this sounds like one of your little schemes.
Well, Wilbur has to be at the store, so I promised his folks that we'd watch Pontiac. But don't worry, Uncle Tommy. Mrs. McIntyre will do it.
Whoa, well, I feel better. I'll call Mrs. McIntyre. Oh, Mrs. McIntyre.
What do you want to make it snappy? I'm leaving.
Leaving?
Yes, for the afternoon. Today is my twin sister's wedding.
Twin sister?
Mm-hmm.
You mean this happened twice in the same family?
Well,
but look, I want you to stay and watch Wilbur's baby brother.
No. I'm sorry, Mr. Tommy. You're stuck.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not a sitter.
I don't know why not. You got the equipment for it.
Oh, fine. Well, you can't do this to me, Betty Lou.
Oh, but isn't he cute? Now, don't be afraid of the baby, Uncle Tommy. I tickle him under the chin.
Oh, well, all right. Kitchy, kitchy, coo. Kitchy, kitchy, coo. Ow! He bit me, Betty Lou.
Here's our singing star, Anita Ellis, and her song, To Each His Own.
Ghosts must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own to be. If the words just don't belong, and a dream must be a dream, all true. No the flame is to blow, there must be a glow. Open each door, there's a key. I need you and know I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Must insist on too much to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own one and only. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Lips must insist on too much to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own one and only you.
Oh, hello, Betty Lou. Hey, what are you smiling about?
I'm just thinking of Uncle Tommy. He's taking care of Pontiac, Wilbur's baby brother.
Well, now that's a coincidence. I was a baby once.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Gee, it looks like you outgrew it.
Well, seriously, though, I didn't have any baby, but I was 2 years old when I was born.
You were 2 years old when you were born. How come?
Small stork, strong headwind.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, you're always joking.
And now back to Tommy Riggs and his imaginary little niece, Betty Lou. Poor Tommy is stuck at home with the baby. The kids have taken over Kilroy's department store for the day, and business is going on as usual.
Perfume! Get your perfume here. Any kind of perfume you want. Or would you rather walk alone?
Hello, Betty Lou.
Oh, hello, Miss Anita. Excuse me, Miss Anita, I have to call some more. Perfume, we sell, you smell.
Well, that's quite a slogan. How's business?
Fine, but it'll get better.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll help out. What perfume would you recommend?
Well, gee, I don't know. Herman.
I'll be with you as soon as I turn this antique over and see what the price is. Fresh. Whoops, gee, pardon me, madam. Hello, Anita.
Oh, Herman's been promoted. He's a floor walker.
Oh, congratulations, a floor walker.
Yeah, I'm not rugged enough to be a customer.
Oh, you don't look so weak, Herman.
Oh, but I am. This morning I bought 2 boxes of Wheaties.
But why 2 boxes?
I had to eat one to get enough strength to open the other.
Well, Herman, Miss Anita wants some perfume.
Yes, what kind do you have?
Well, we have 4 different types. Taboo, My Sin, Shock, and Not So Loud, Papa's a Light Sleeper.
You know why I'm getting this perfume, don't you?
No.
Well, I was hoping you'd ask me for a date tonight.
Gee, you mean you'd like to go out with a fellow like me?
Oh, yes.
Good, I know a fellow just like me.
Oh, Herman, don't you ever go out?
Sure, I was in a nightclub the other night.
You were?
Yeah, and a real pretty girl sent a waiter over to ask me for a dance, but I refused.
Why?
Well, he wasn't my type.
Well, gee, Herman, why do you act the way you do with girls?
My mother made me lead a sheltered life till I was 18.
You mean you never associated with the opposite sex till you were 18?
No, that's how old I was before I found out there was one. Besides, most girls are too darn eager.
What do you mean?
Well, like Ingrid Schultz the other night. You should see the way she acted when we ran out of gas on the boulevard.
Well, what did she do that made you think she was so eager?
Well, she got out and pushed the car to the place where we were supposed to run out.
Oh! Herman, you're hopeless. How can you be so timid?
Well, I'm getting over it. The other day, a girl walked by me and dropped her handkerchief. I picked it up and she gave me her address.
She did?
Yeah, now after I wash and iron it, I can mail it back to her.
Oh, Herman. Well, if you're not going to take me out, I guess I won't want the perfume.
Now, see now, Herman, you made us lose a sale. But maybe you'd better go work in another department, I wonder which one.
Herman ought to be in ladies' lingerie.
Oh, no.
Well, why not?
That darn lace tickles.
Well, Herman, Miss Anita means that you should work in the ladies' lingerie department selling.
Well, I tried it once, but I'm too timid.
What makes you think so?
My face got pinker than the merchandise. Not so long.
Oh, Betty Lou. Oh, Betty Lou, I've been looking all over for you. The baby's been crying, and I don't know what to do.
Well, Uncle Tommy, you shouldn't bring the baby here. Oh, but how are you, Pontiac?
Well, what's he trying to say?
He said you've got his clothes on wrong.
Well, I'll try the darn thing again. After all, any person should know how to put one of those on. Now, first you put one pin here. Uh-huh. And then you fold it over this way. Uh-huh. And then you put the other pin here. There, how's that?
Gee, that's swell, Uncle Tommy. Now take it off and try it on the baby.
Oh, fine. I don't have trouble enough. Look who's coming now.
Oh, it's Wilbur, my favorite boyfriend.
Hello.
What are you doing in the store, Wilbur?
I'm the manager.
Well, gee, that carnation looks nice in your buttonhole.
Uh-huh.
But what's that big bulge in your coat?
Carnation's still in the pot. There's my little brother, Pontiac. Hello, Pontiac. How's my little brother? I'm his favorite.
Well, then you take him. I'm trying to play, playing nursemaid here.
Don't talk like that. When Pontiac was born, boy, he brought joy to our house.
He brought joy to the house, huh?
Yes, he did. When Pontiac arrived, the mice slept.
Well, your family is very proud of Pontiac, aren't they?
Uh-huh. When my father first saw Pontiac, he chucked him under the chin. Then he chucked him under the sink. Oh, wait a minute, Pontiac. Don't cry. I'll dry your tears.
Wilbur, dry your tears with your handkerchief, not your bread and jelly.
Well, I'll put him to sleep with this bugle.
But he'll never go to sleep if you play that bugle.
Who's going to play it? I'm going to hit him in the head with it.
Wilbur, you wouldn't hit a baby who weighs only 20 pounds.
They don't come too small for me.
Well, look, Wilbur, you're working in a store, Now, why don't you take off your hat?
Oh, no. I can't. I got my pet rabbit up there.
Well, how does he breathe?
Through the holes.
In your hat?
Uh-uh. In my head.
Oh, that's silly.
Why? If a bowling ball can do it, why can't I?
Well, Uncle Tommy, we're so anxious to make good for Mr. Kilroy. Won't you buy something?
Well, I have a secret. I've already spent $100 earlier to impress Kilroy with you kids.
Yeah, and oh boy, that impressed him all right.
What do you mean?
Well, he phoned and he said we broke the sales record by $100. So he's going to let us run the store tomorrow again. Pontiac, you won't mind staying with Mr. Tommy again, will you?
Now, wait a minute. The kid hates me. Let him stay with whoever he likes best.
Okay. Come to me, Pontiac.
Oh, come to me, Pontiac. Now you try him, Uncle Tommy.
Good. The kid hates me. Come to me, Pontiac. No, no, you can't do this to me.
Oh, I like to be silly.
Here's Anita Ellis again to sing Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I keep raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. So weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rock and shell get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. And so on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I is together. It's raining all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. I can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and together, we've waited all the time. We've waited all the time.
Thank you.
Betty Lou. Oh, boy, we get to work tomorrow again in the store.
Yes, and Uncle Tommy wants a baby for you.
Yeah. I was a cute baby once. I had a cute little button nose.
You did?
Uh-huh. But they had trouble feeding me.
How come?
It was buttoned to my Adam's apple.
Join us again next week. Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou, Anita Ellis, Wally Mayer, Frank Duvall in his orchestra next week, same time. And now...
This is Anita Ellis.
Tommy Riggs.
And Betty Lou.
Saying good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Tommy Riggs Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service.